Side.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. As always, lots to talk about tonight. Of course, your calls are primary if you make them. Let's start things out, though. Let's see. What do we have on the table?
Literally ran in the studio moments before the show.
Well, I've got a good one. I'm ready to go.
You do? Well, then get on it.
8-year-old guitar whiz has reason to play the blues. From Elkhorn, Wisconsin, this is from Yahoo News. Looks like it was an Associated Press writer, Carrie.
Oh, I saw this story. This is crazy.
Yeah, it is. When Talon T-Man Lotz was 5, he saw Joe Satriani play guitar on TV. I turned around to my dad and said, "That's exactly what I want to do." 3 years and countless of hours practicing later, 8-year-old Talon is a blues guitar prodigy. He's playing in bars and clubs, including the House of Blues in Chicago. The House of Blues in Chicago.
Big deal, man. That's
gotta
be as big as it gets, right?
Yeah, that's as big as it gets for the blues. And even jammed with Les Paul and Jackson Browne. He has a summer of festivals scheduled and has drawn interest from venues worldwide. And what, might you ask, would a kid not even in the third grade have to sing the blues about? Not to mention a kid making all kinds of money being a blues guitarist. Well, the state of Wisconsin, for one, and some possibly jealous older musicians for another. An anonymous email sent to state officials complained that Talon, was too young. Oh, good heavens. I'm sorry. Something popped up. Too young to perform in taverns and nightclubs because of a state child labor law. His booking agent even got an anonymous letter threatening her with death if she keeps booking him. When Talon's father read him the state's letter saying he couldn't play in clubs anymore, he's not old enough to read the letter. He could still play in festivals. The boy's response, like his music, seemed beyond his years. He goes, "It's not how many times you get knocked down, it's how many times you get back up and go forward." Carl Lotz said his son told him, "And I told him that's exactly what this is all about, and if nothing else, this letter has just taught you a life lesson. The lesson can be stiff. Each day he performs, the employer could be fined from $25 to $1,000, and the parents from $10 to $250.
Wow.
It's not good, but if this kid's that great, all he has to do is make more than $1,300 per gig just to pay off the fines.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a great deal.
It's not a great deal, but I'm just saying, I don't know that it's even a deterrent. Child labor laws, children can work in California being child actors, and then they can play those films in Wisconsin. Why doesn't Wisconsin go in California and stop those people from abusing their children?
Or at least don't allow the films to play in Wisconsin.
There you go. Jennifer Ortiz of the State Equal Rights Division said her agency has a responsibility to enforce the law once it becomes aware of a violation.
That's right. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your situation is, your individual circumstances are. It doesn't matter that, the idea behind child labor laws was to prevent kids from being worked to the bone in a factory or something like that, worked against their will in some way. And that this young man is clearly able to make the choice for himself as he said when he was 5 years old, that's what I want to do. Not very many kids can say, for certain at that age what they want to do.
I think it's amazing. It's great.
He did it.
We're looking at we're watching the Olympics. My wife's keeping tabs on the Olympics, and there's this, oh gosh, it shows how little I pay attention. There's this swimmer guy that's amazing, right? He's on the verge of winning the most. He's won the most medals of anyone ever, and then maybe the most medals this year of anyone in one Olympics. And I don't remember the guy's name, and I'm sure I should. Apparently, he eats 12,000 calories a day, which is the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard of in my life. But he obviously, he's like 25 or something like that. He obviously has known his whole life what he wants to do, and I think it's fabulous when somebody knows that, and we shouldn't be getting in their way. And you know, whoever these jealous musicians are, likely it's jealous musicians.
Yeah, that this 8-year-old got the book, you know, the gig booked, and they couldn't.
Yeah, they're using the force of law, and you know, these public officials should be saying, "No way, this is fantastic. We're not getting in the way of this."
I'm absolutely with you, but unfortunately, this is what it's about. It's about getting in the way of people who have made consensual decisions with one another. In this case, the 8-year-old decided he wanted to play the guitar. His dad helped him, you know, contact various different venues, and the venues decided, man, this is really cool. Young person, we want to encourage people to get into music, so we have this kid here to play his music, and he's actually pretty good, apparently. So everybody here is agreeing to this deal. The people that come to see the 8-year-old play have agreed to come see a young lad play the guitar. So the only people that could possibly be upset about this are these do-gooders who believe that their view of what children should be and what, you know, kids should be able to do with their lives should be enforced upon everyone at the threat of violence. Because, if you don't pay those fines, they're going to hurt you. They're going to put you in a jail cell.
Well, Ortiz says, the law prohibits it, and the legislature enacted the laws to protect the health, safety, and welfare of all children.
It's just so crazy.
That's I believe the father, who is also Talon's manager, has asked the legislature for legislator for help changing the law, but it's unclear whether any action will be taken. Latz received a letter a few days before Talon was to perform at Little Downtown Lounge in suburban Milwaukee, where club owner Michelle Beauchet said the boy always packed the place when he sat in it with other musicians. And I'm sure I'd be interested. You know what? If he was playing around here, I'd go see him.
Yeah, it's cool.
Latz claims that 2 weeks before getting the letter, he overheard local blues guitarist Jammin' Jimmy, whose real name is James Kennedy, say Talon shouldn't be in a bar and he was going to turn him in.
Oh, geez. So it was another guitarist.
Well, that's how it looks. Kennedy, who's
dirty
been,
snitch.
Yeah. Kennedy, who's been playing for 44 years, denied bad-mouthing Talon. So it's hard to say. It seems totally unbelievable that somebody would even go to that extreme to send a letter to somebody, let alone looking to find something about child labor laws, said Kennedy. Kearney? This is the guitarist. Kimmy. Looked like Kennedy. Beauchet says she's received backlash from musicians and area bar owners because she supports Talon. Some have tried to take patrons away, she said. Some even called in fake incidents to the police, causing them to look for guns or underage drinkers, she said.
What a bunch of jerks.
If my doors close and I never open again and this boy becomes successful, then I will be the happiest person in the world,
Didn't
she
somebody
said.
Get a death threat over this?
Yeah, this was the manager.
Right.
The manager got a death threat. Talon's agent, is the agent. Sharon Pommaville said she received a threatening letter June 2nd warning her to stop booking the boy. She thinks he's a local musician and believes he's harmless. Deputies came to her house. She thinks it was a local musician and that he's harmless. Deputies came to her house, but she didn't want to pursue the case. Greg Koch, 42, an internationally known guitarist and clinician for Fender Musical Instruments, called the backlash despicable. He said most 8-year-olds don't have the strength or attention span to pursue guitar and can endure the calluses. It's strange that a kid at this age would glean on to this particular kind of music and show the intensity and kind of ability to function as this 8-year-old blues guy does, he said. Brad Toloniski, editor-in-chief of Guitar World magazine, said kid guitar prodigies are rare, with one emerging perhaps every 4 or 5 years. It would be unusual to find an 8-year-old who can play Joe Satriani licks, he said. Carl Lotz said, that's the father, there's no explanation for Talon's blues connection other than he seems to have an old soul.
Huh.
I've had more people tell me, they say that it's the kind of body, it's a kid's body, but he has a 70-year-old blues dude inside, said Carl Lotz. The playing of this blues angle real heavy. Talon, whose heroes are Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Ray Vaughan, has 13 guitars and endorsements from at least 9 companies to use their equipment.
So
he could read music, but mostly plays from memory.
Is he allowed to, by the government's rules, to play a public venue as long as it's not a bar? Or
he's allowed to play the festivals and that kind of thing, from what I understand.
But he can't go into bars
and
play there.
Yeah, he's not supposed to be playing in the bars.
I think it's outrageous. If you are one of these...
And that's where the money is, by the way. You know, these bars pay...
They pay.
It's day in and day out work.
If you are one of these people that thinks that this young man should be prevented from playing his guitar in the places that would like him to play his guitar in, I would love to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune and lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237. 2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Where we've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove that they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what that's all about, shrine.freetalklive.com. And our friends over at SACL CAI have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklife.com. That's SACL CAI. As we go to your phone calls about what you want, Elizabeth is on the line in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I've been listening to a lot of the callers about homeschooling, and a lot of people have comments about it and things they've observed and stuff. But I haven't really heard anyone call and say they were homeschooled and now they're an adult, and I was. So I kind of want to talk about that.
Like, how'd it work out for you?
Great. It was the best choice I ever made. And I say I ever made because my parents really researched it and looked into it when I wasn't happy with my local government school.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they looked into it, and they eventually offered it to my sister and I to make the decision whether or not to do it. Mm-hmm. And so my sister and I was a third grader, and she was in kindergarten, and they let us make this decision.
Cool.
And we talked it over, and we talked over the pros and cons. I mean, you know, this is a third grader and a kindergartner saying, well, you know, other kids might not understand this decision, and, you know, are we going to be made fun of? What is to our benefit here?
Right.
And we eventually decided to do it. And my parents chose a form called unschooling, which is pretty popular in the homeschooling community. It's without a specific curriculum. The kids just kind of let their studies go where their interests are.
Is that what I've described on the air, where the parents will give you just the basic core knowledge that you need in order to learn stuff, like, you know, being able to read and write and do a little bit of math?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
And then you just sort of get turned loose, and I know Mark doesn't like that phrase, but where you get to just explore the things that interest you?
Yeah, absolutely. That was my experience. There was a gentleman caller on Saturday, I believe, who mm-hmm. his basic point was that there just aren't the resources available to homeschoolers that there are to public schoolers. And I really have to disagree in the opposite direction. I mean, there's way more opportunities for homeschoolers than there are for public schoolers. There's textbooks written just for homeschoolers. And kids used to ask me, so your mom teaches you? Is she a teacher? And I would say, no, you know, I really teach myself. And that just boggles everyone's mind.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's the skill that I think that is most valuable that comes out of homeschooling is, who's after you get out of college, who's going to teach you?
Right.
There's nobody out there to teach you for the rest of your life.
The desire to learn, right?
And learning is a lifelong experience, hopefully.
Right. Oh, absolutely. And that gentleman's other point was, oh, well, how are they going to get into college? And, you know, we have the opportunity to take SATs just like anyone else. And, in fact, some colleges have really created new applications for homeschoolers, knowing that these standardized tests don't really mean anything, and that these homeschoolers, as far as self-starters and self just very motivated, are going to be better than the average public schooled student, and they're really welcoming them and trying to make like a fast lane to get into college.
Now, what about sports and other activities? He was talking about, band, I think. I can't remember exactly what this gentleman was talking about. You know, all these worry warts that just assume that if you don't do things exactly the way that everybody else does them, that it's just not going to work out. And there's never been any innovation if you don't do something different.
It's like they presume that because it's called homeschool means you never leave your house.
Right, right. I used to get that question all the time, like, so do you hang out in your pajamas all day? Like, you know, like, there's this presumption that because I was home, I wasn't being structured, I wasn't learning anything.
Right.
And as far as band and sports, in my town, I was not allowed to participate in school extracurriculars. It varies by state. I know Vermont, as long as you pay taxes, you're allowed. A homeschool child is allowed to participate in extracurricular activities like band and sports. In Connecticut, that was not the case. Connecticut, even the Connecticut bureaucrats really weren't clear on what the rules were, and they tried to push a lot of stuff on my mom, and my mom fought against them and wrote newsletters to other homeschoolers saying, you can stand up against them, and, you know, that kind of thing. My family, we participated in town, like, recreation sports.
So your parents had to pay for the tax pay taxes to support other people's kids playing sports, but they couldn't, their kids couldn't play.
Right.
That's
correct.
Nice. That's
wow.
Real nice.
Yeah.
So how old are you now? What are you doing now? How successful has your life been after finishing homeschooling?
I'm 24. I graduated college from a all women's private college here in Connecticut, and I'm now getting my master's in library sciences.
Does that mean you'll be a librarian?
Yes.
That's what it means.
And I plan on homeschooling my children and basically just telling everyone I know to do it.
Good for you. That is fantastic. What a wonderful success story. And it's certain that you are not the only one who has such glowing success with the homeschooling.
So in Connecticut, do you have to, did your parents have to sort of report their curriculum to some bureaucrat out there? How'd that go?
That's actually a funny story, because the bureaucrats were under the impression that we did. And so at the beginning of the year, when we first started homeschooling, my mother would have to write a letter of intent. You know, I intend to homeschool my children. And she had to say 180 days during the year, because that's a school year. And she got a letter back saying, oh, Mrs., you know, her last name.
Right.
The school year is 182 days. Please resubmit your letter.
Oh, God.
So she finally, by researching the laws and researching work other people have done, learned that she didn't have to do that.
Isn't that funny? The bureaucrats don't know their own laws.
Right.
Well, maybe
they
do, Mark, but they just, you know, can make some crap up and hope that you go along with it.
In this case, they didn't. They just truly didn't know it. And they also tried to enforce her to bring a portfolio of the work we'd done over the year. And, you know, we had to present it to the principal of the school we would have attended. And she couldn't care less. I mean, really, she couldn't, because, and it was very obvious, you know, she tried to make comments to my mom like, oh, well, what level of math is she doing, or whatever, you
right,
know.
Right, she tried to sound interested.
Right, exactly, and she truly wasn't, and then when my mom realized we really didn't have to do that, we didn't do it anymore, and she told all the homeschooling family she knew not to do it anymore.
Good.
You know, the principal, of course, she's not interested. She's trying to break up gunfights down in, down in A-Wing. I mean, she's got the inmates to take care of. She doesn't need to worry about you guys.
Right.
Great story, Elizabeth. Thank you for sharing it with us, and hopefully you'll submit your picture to the Shrine.
Oh,
so we can
Elizabeth,
a,
before you go,
when did you
graduate? How old were you?
I ended up going to high school for my high school years.
Okay.
I don't know why I chose that. I did regret it at times.
Really?
But I graduated normal age in 2002.
Good. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents featuring counter assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And the features include, by the way, archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download right there on the front page of the website. An entire year's worth of Free Talk Live, all free for you at freetalklive.com.
Dexy 20. I've been taking it for a couple of weeks now. I've lost weight. I'm eating less. It's an appetite suppressant, and it prevents certain enzymes from attaching in fat molecules. Therefore, they don't clump together or something. I don't know exactly. You can try it and benefit too. Dexy 20. You can get it at most major retailers or go to diet.freetalklive.com. That's diet.freetalklive.com.
Let's continue with your calls about what you want. Daniel is on the line in South Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Daniel.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was wondering if you guys are familiar with the issue of outgas from computers and TVs.
What is like, that? You mean like they're decomposing or something?
Well, okay. They embed flame retardants in with the circuit boards and plastic casings, and when your device gets hot, the gases from the flame retardants go into the air. And
makes some sense.
You inhale them when you use a computer or watch TV or just are in the same
And what
area.
Is it that is alleged that these gases do? What is the concern?
For example, brominated flame retardants are like one of the worst ones, and some of those have been banned in Europe, but they're still legal in America. And, okay, they're suspected of being neurotoxins, immunotoxins, and endocrine disruptors from a study I read.
So, if this is true, then wouldn't that mean, like, all the computer geeks out there are going to, what, keel over and get sick? Or aren't they at higher risk?
How long have they been using these and been putting these things into televisions and computers?
Since when PCBs got banned about 30 years ago, they started using them.
So there's...
And in over the last 10 years, they've switched to like a kind that supposedly is the worst one.
So somebody who's sitting in a...
That could correspond to like our diabetes epidemic or, you know, our obesity.
So some technician that
causing diabetes? You don't think it's just all the crap that Americans are eating?
Yeah, so what you're telling me is that the technicians that sit all day long in a server room, you know, these different locations around the country that have multiple computers running 24 hours a day in them, you're telling me that if we took a look at those people, we'd find that they had diabetes or some other awful
disease?
Well,
they're sitting all day. I wouldn't doubt that they'd be predisposed to diabetes.
I don't know, that's a good question. I'm really sensitive to it, and when I sit down to a computer, I feel horrible.
Hold on.
I know, like,
before you go on, do you think were you sensitive to it before you read this or just after?
It was actually before, and then I went searching, and then I found this.
It's interesting. I mean, I absolutely do believe that some people are more sensitive to things like that than others, and that one shouldn't poo-poo it entirely based on that. But, you know, I would also not rest here with the diagnosis as to what's making you sick, because you don't know for certain that it's this. You've just read an article, and you suspect, and you may very well be right. But at the same time, there may be something else that you could do something about.
Yeah, where did you find the article? Where did this come from?
Okay, you can go to... Okay, I got a website. I'll plug it, but I don't know if you want me to or not.
Go ahead. I asked you where you found it. Go ahead.
It's rawair.net.
Rawair.net. Okay.
/info.
Okay, now it's getting too long. So what is rawair.net? What is that?
It's my website. I'm trying to make
Are you breathing toxic computer chemicals? Sensitive to computers? It might be. So this is your own website.
Yeah, but I have an information page. Click why buy.
And what is it that you've got here? You've got some sort of device that surrounds the computer and what does this do?
It's an airtight enclosure for your device, so you don't have to breathe the fumes of it.
Well, how can you have an airtight enclosure for your computer? I mean, these things need cooling, so you have to get fresh air in there so you can keep your computer chip at a reasonable temperature, and that way you don't get overheating problems. And
that's my device is has a cooling feature in it, and I put a thermometer on top of my computer modem, and I measured the normal temperature with the room temperature was 78. The modem got up to 105.
Mm-hmm.
That's normal. And then when I enclosed it and I put a fan inside, that alone cooled the temperature down, the reading down to about in the 90s.
So what are you charging for these things? You got to know these answers. I mean, people want to know these things.
I guess,
what is it, like a grand or something?
Well, yeah, the computer one will be...
Yeah.
Of a grand, and then the modem one will probably be...
Well, you know, I have to say, if you're paranoid of all kinds of hidden, dangerous gases...
Or you're sensitive to them.
Then this might be a good product for you. Maybe you should advertise with us. Go ahead and email Mark, and you can buy some ads.
Yeah.
This is about the only time you'll be able to plug it for free. Thanks for the call, and good luck. 800-259-9231. I'm sorry, I don't believe it for a moment.
Well, I do. I think that...
You're going to go out and buy one of these?
No,
I don't have any.
I don't have any sensitivity to it. But I do think that people are sensitive to things that we don't know about. And I do know that they use... The fire retardants do off gas, and that's not a great thing. So I believe that some people can have problems with it.
How would they
off
gas, exactly? I don't understand that. I mean, that the boards aren't catching on fire, so what's causing them to create a gas?
it's probably oxidation. I mean, it can be happen through heat. I mean, you know, probably just having one of these things, you know, whatever it is that's fire retardant, sticking it to your face and walking around all day, that's not going to be particularly, a brand new one, that's not going to be particularly good for you.
Yeah, well, there's people out there that'll tell you that your cell phone's going to cause cancer, and now it's your computer.
I don't think the cell phone thing's
a problem.
True. Doesn't make any
and,
sense.
And, well, you don't, you, well, you believe this, but you don't think the cell phone thing's true?
I think that fire retardant, I know the fire retardant's off gas.
Yeah, I just, whatever. It seems pretty outrageous, and to suggest that the solution is to put your computer in a large metal box that costs $1,000, I don't know. Seems kind of questionable to me. Would love your thoughts on this. Maybe you know a little bit more about computers than I do. I mean, I've built them, so I know a little bit about them, but I can't say for sure what kind of process the PC boards go through, what, you know, the actual insides, the innards of the computer, the motherboards and things like that. I mean, these things are hard plastic with metal and capacitors and things like that on
there's
them.
There's not some kind of, I don't know.
I didn't know that hard.
I don't know what fire, I don't know what the fire retardants are.
Yeah, I didn't know that hard plastic is inherently flammable, but I suppose it's possible. What do I know, right? If you know a little more, would love to hear from you, 800-259-9231, as long as you're not trying to sell us something. We just want to hear from somebody that, like, knows something about this. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I just think that all the people out there that are paranoid about all the different things that could possibly be toxic to them, you know, they're kind of like hypochondriacs, where they're sick, and so they want to blame something else for them being sick, when, in fact, it may actually be their mindset that is contributing to allowing them to get sick. Does that make any sense?
It does to me. I would agree that that's an issue, too.
So I wonder if this guy's a hypochondriac.
Well, I mean, or he has a problem.
800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dave in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I find it funny, man, or curious, people worrying about, like, gas coming out of a computer that's, they don't even know if it's getting them sick or not. And you're going to spend $1,000 on this thing to put around. But yet 42,000 people die each year in a car. And this guy, he's going to get in his car and drive down the road 70 miles an hour and not even think about dying or anything. But he could die bang that night. And nobody even puts a second thought. But yet they want to worry about me smoking a cigarette because it might kill me in 30 years or something. And where's the line drawn about worrying about dying?
That's a great question.
Ed, you can die by a coconut falling on your head.
Right.
Meteors can come out of the sky.
You know, it's just crazy. They make all these laws and insurance companies get involved in it. And these guys, they jump in a car and go right down the road and, you know, they got a good chance of not making it, you know?
Yeah, I know you had something else you might want to comment on. Hang on, Dave. I'm looking at this guy's website, and I'm thinking, wait a minute. Now, there does appear to be some sort of drawer on this device, because don't you have to open it up to put a CD or DVD in this thing? I mean, wouldn't that let the evil toxic gases out and possibly kill you? More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus. focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at PNCDistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, Distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like Free Talk Live and want to help support the show, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever you buy, either used or new, anything goes. Just load it in your cart, get it delivered to your door, and feel good because you're getting a great deal. And Free Talk Live is getting a percentage if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. We continue with Dave in Montana. Do you have any other thoughts for us tonight, Dave? Go ahead. Dave in Montana going once.
Hey, hello.
Dave. Go ahead, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. You're
you
on.
You guys got real soft.
I can't explain why that would be, but we can hear you fine. So go ahead,
All right. Talking about cars, I think if they wanted to do something about getting off gas, they should put the muffler in the front of the car so it hits it right in the face. It comes in the front. They'll get off us. It seems like if we put the muffler in the back and all the exhaust goes out the back, we don't care.
An interesting observation.
I don't think you're going to sell too many cars with mufflers in
front. Yeah,
probably not. But there you go, Dave. Thanks.
But I'm just wondering, what's the hype about dying and all this other stuff? But you see so thousands of people on the road knowing that they could die that day. What's the psychology of that? Why do we fear death in certain other ways?
I think it's the same kind of people that, you know, they're scared that there's chemicals being dropped from the sky, and they're scared that there's chemicals being, you know, poisoning their water, and everywhere they turn, there's somebody lurking around a corner trying to poison them, and it's just some sort of weird, paranoid world that they live in.
Yeah, they're worried about dying, but they'll drive. I don't understand. Why do they don't understand that they could die that day in the car, or, you know... And they make laws in trying to control us, man.
I don't understand
fear, you know?
It's a great question, Dave, and maybe someone else can answer it. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. What is that mentality where your prioritization as far as the risks that you take are not, it's not quite accurate to the realities of the world around you?
I don't know, viewing the world significantly differently from the average population would be called insanity.
I mean, all right, so we continue and talk.
I don't know that I'm ready to call that insanity, though.
To Garrett in North Carolina. Garrett, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to make a comment about the airtight computer case issue.
Yes, sir.
Earlier. I have some knowledge in this. I'm actually majoring in computer sciences.
Okay.
At school here. And I just want to say anything airtight, an airtight enclosure over a computer case, that would be an inherently bad idea.
Why is
that? Computer cases are designed with chassis fans on them to pull heat from the system outside the chassis.
Mm-hmm.
There's fans on the motherboard that draw heat up from the parts, the hardware that's being used, and blows them out of the case. So anything airtight, yeah, that's an inherently bad idea.
What do you think of this? I mean, I absolutely agree. He seems to think he's figured out a way around it. I don't, you know, I haven't read the details on his website, but I mean, I'm looking at the product here, and they're like huge welded metal cases that this guy is putting computers in. And I mean, he claims that he's figured out a way to keep them cool enough to operate. But I'm with you, man. I think it's incredibly dangerous to your hardware, not necessarily your health. But what do you think about his claims about this so-called off-gassing? As a computer science major.
I'm not sure. Unless he's got liquid nitrogen stored in there or something, I'm not going to buy it.
but what are you? Do you think his concerns are at all legitimate about the idea that there are certain
fire retardants or
that there are certain parts inside your computer that are creating deadly, noxious, toxic gases that you're inhaling as a computer science major?
No, I don't buy that either.
Okay.
No, if you have fans on a case that are blowing out hot air, I'm pretty sure that they would be designed not to emit harmful, toxic stuff. That's impossible.
Okay, well, thank you for the call, Gary. We certainly appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Mike in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I've got this invention. It's. Have you ever heard of the gases that come off of cars causing like global warming and stuff like that?
Yeah, I have. What's your invention?
Well, my invention is a big plastic bubble you put around your car, and it's airtight, so none of the gas can get out and escape into the atmosphere. It can't hurt it. The only thing I haven't figured out yet is how to get the wheels to turn inside the plastic bubble.
Mm. Well, you just do it like they do hamsters. You hook it up in there, and then the whole bubble goes.
It's a neat idea. Mike, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I think it was a cuckoo bird at the end of that call.
I think it was, too. The guy's making a product, and somebody out there is going to want it.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. $1! What can you buy for a dollar? You know, with the money supply inflating, the government constantly printing more money and putting it into circulation, all of your dollars lose value. We know this. We know about inflation. We know what the Federal Reserve does. And we know that it's just getting harder and harder these days to buy things for less than a dollar. A dollar just doesn't buy very much. Sure, you get the dollar stores, but you certainly can't buy a house at a dollar store, though maybe you will be able to soon. Maybe, because in Detroit, the news is there's one house that sold for a dollar.
Really?
And it's a real-life house. It's not like some teeny tiny little outhouse or something like that. According to DebtNews.com, $1 can get you a large soda McDonald's, a used VHS movie at 7-Eleven, or a house in Detroit. The fact that a home on the city's east side was listed for $1 recently shows how depressed the real estate market has become in one of America's poorest big cities. And it still took 19 days to find a buyer at that price.
At $1.
The sale price of the home,
people probably couldn't believe it,
may be an anomaly, but illustrates both the depths of the foreclosure crisis in Detroit and the rapid scuttling of vacant homes in some of the city's impoverished neighborhoods. The home at Traverse Street, a few blocks from the airport, was the nicest house on the block when it sold for $65,000 back in November of 2006, according to one of the neighbors. But the home was foreclosed last summer and wasn't long until the vultures closed in. siding was the first to go. Then they took the fence, and then they broke in and took everything else.
Hmm.
The company hired to manage the home and sell it. The Baring Group boarded up the home only to find the boards stolen and used to board up another abandoned home nearby. Scrappers tore out the copper plumbing, the furnace, and the light fixtures, taking everything of value, including the kitchen sink. It about doesn't make sense to put the family out. Once people are gone, you're going to lose the house in this neighborhood. Tuesday, the home was wide open. Doors leading into the kitchen and basement were missing, and the front windows had been smashed. Weeds grew chest high, and charred remains marked a spot where the garage recently burned. Put on the market in January for $1,100. The house had no lookers other than the squatters who sometimes stayed there at night.
Mm.
Facing $4,000 in back taxes and a large unpaid water bill, the bank that owed the property lowered the price to $1. While it's not unusual for a dollar to be exchanged when properties transferred for legal reasons, listing a home in the multiple listing service for a dollar was surprising and unsettling to the listing real estate agent for the property. He says, "I've never seen a home listed for a dollar, but it's been hit real hard. It's just a shell." On Tuesday, Realtor.com listed one other single-family home, one duplex, and one empty lot at $1 each in Detroit.
Good Lord.
Can it get worse than this?
Well, not in Detroit.
This is amazing.
I've heard of places, and I haven't checked around, that, you know, out in the West, you know, states like Wyoming, Nevada, Utah, things like that, rural areas where the town will essentially give you the property as long as you're willing to pay the taxes on it. So I guess that Detroit's not the only place, but it's certainly the first metro that I've ever heard of, you know, acting like that, having these kind of issues.
So desperate was the bank owner of the property that it agreed to pay $2,500 in sales commission and another $1,000 bonus for closing the $1 sale. The bank will also pay $500 of the buyer's closing costs. Throw in back taxes and a water bill, and unloading the house will cost the bank about $10,000.
Good Lord, they're willing to pay to get rid of it.
Yeah, they really were desperate to get that off.
I bet taxes are ridiculous in Detroit.
Well, that's what they said. There was a back taxes of like $4,000 that was owed on the place.
Yeah, I wonder how many years that is. One?
Who knows? Anyway, the buyer, a local woman, considers the home to be an investment property, and she won't live there. Replacing the guts in the house alone will cost tens of thousands of dollars, and the owner will have trouble keeping scrappers from stealing the improvements as quickly as they're installed.
Yeah.
Home demolition costs about $5,000.
You've got to have somebody there, and likely you. I don't know that investment property in Detroit sounds like a good idea. Not to me right now, at least.
No, here you go. Here's your answer about property taxes. The new owner will pay $3,900 in property taxes in 2009 on her dollar purchase, unless she challenges the tax assessment, which she should damn well do.
Man.
800-259-9231, a tough time in Detroit, and the rest of, you know, America with this dollar suffering some serious damage. It's just, I think it's a recession, Mark.
Well, it's a recession except on paper.
Hour number two is coming
up. It's a very real recession except on paper.
You can take control and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com, InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Fact.